Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because you know that without Him, we might not even make it through the day. We never know. But there is one thing that we do know, and most especially those that study the Word of God, is that He is our way to heaven. And He is our way, the only way that we can reach the Father. You see, it all goes through Him. Think about these things as we go to the Father in prayer to ask for His blessing upon this study this morning. Heavenly Father, as we open Your Word this morning, we are asking for Your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us knowledge and guidance and wisdom. The knowledge of Your Word when we study, Father, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can understand the revelation, Father, that You have in Your Word on how we should live our lives and walk here upon this earth, preparing for eternity with You, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask for Your presence and Your blessing during this study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. And here in verse 1, it says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Well, we know that actually, Perilous Times is coming. In fact, I believe they've already started. You know, and just as he lets us know, he's talking about here the last days, which begin with the birth of Christ and will come to an end when Christ returns back to this earth to set up his kingdom. We know his speaking about these perilous times is an indication that apostasy will characterize the final days of the church age. The weakness that be in our churches and the things that they're teaching that is really not the Word of God, but is contrary to his Word. Now, verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now, I want you to listen to these next several verses, because it is describing mankind today. Right down the line. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Look at that one verse. And I'm sure that you know someone that has several of those within their lives. Because we have a nation full of it. But we're not done yet. As we go into verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. More. Now, and we're still not done. This is why our world is in the shape it's in today. It's because most of this is going on today. 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Traitors. We've got traitors sitting in our government. Traitors that are against God, against the Lord Jesus Christ, and even against our own country, and yet they are holding government offices. It's time the church wake up and come together. You get back into God's Word, begin living it so that we can get this land to repent and it be healed and our government put back on the foundation that it was founded on, and that being the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, having a form of godliness, Paul, but denying the power thereof. And we all know churches that are exactly doing that. They have a form, yes. And they will use some of the scriptures that they can take, add to and take away from, to make it say what they want it to say instead of what God is saying through it. And they have no power in the church at all. And we're told here in this first verse, those that have that form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Get out of them. And find you a church that is in the word of Almighty God, teaching it. Now, 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. With different kinds of lust. But it's not just women either anymore. It's also man. And man has gotten to the point to where he is not fulfilling his work either. And what God set up for him to be and to do. He is to be the head of the house and the head of the woman. She's not his slave. He is to love her. He is to care for her. But he is also to help see that she is taught in the word of Almighty God. But most don't do it. In fact, in most of our homes anymore, the women have taken over that job. And she's wearing the pants of the house. And that ought not to be. She is to teach other women how to care for their husbands, how to care for their home, how to care for their children, and other things they need in order to make the family grow and to see that they are taught in the Word of God. The other ladies and the children are taught in the Word of God. That's her work. Now, 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want you to stop and think about this just a minute. I'm going to read this one again. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? You see, Paul here is letting you and I know he's speaking a form of godliness, you know. But that form of godliness is a religion without power or spiritual life. And Paul is commanding Timothy there, as we read, to come away. To turn away from them. Because they're false teachers. And he goes on telling them that they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth, which condemns, actually, not intense study, but some quest for truth apart from God's. We know that they were those following Paul from place to place, doing everything they could to get people away from Paul's teaching and back in under the law. You see, God let him be put in a place to where the Holy Spirit could use him to give us really most of the New Testament for you and I. Those years he spent in prison, that's what he was doing, was writing these epistles, recording what the Holy Spirit was giving him to share with these churches and these people. Now, 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do those also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Well, we know that this Jannes and Jambres was the two magicians of Pharaoh's that attempted to duplicate all of Moses' miracles. Moses told his rod down, it become a snake. They've done the same thing. But the difference is Moses, snake eaters. You see? Now, 9. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. The things we do will come to light. And God lets us know this several times in several different places. 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. Now think about that. Paul, once again, telling them, they have known his doctrine because he's given it to them, so they do know. 11. Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. You see, it's not the idea that God, that we as God's children won't face persecutions and have things come against us, but we don't have to walk in fear because we don't go through those things alone. The Lord is always there with us, and if we will turn to Him as these things come about, as we go through them, we can have peace and joy even. And we can rejoice because we have been found worthy to go through them. And as we go through these things, we learn. Think about that. We gain knowledge. Verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Who? Who's going to suffer? Ye and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That means we all are going to. But it's what you do with it as you go through it. 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Those that are walking in evil they are going to continue walking that way and they will grow worse and worse. And that's God's word, not mine, but His word. And those that are deceiving, those that are standing today, teaching things that are contrary to the word of God, not only are they deceiving others, but they are being deceived themselves. Think about that. Now, how do you want to live your life? Like them? Or would you rather live godly in Christ Jesus? You know, I can't speak really for no one but myself, but that's the way I want to live. And I want to do everything He wants me to do. All right, now. 14. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Who have you learned your things from? Been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Are you learning them from the Word of God? Being taught by the Holy Spirit? If you are, then you can be and live assuredly. Be assured. Of your life. Now, 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, you know, Paul here, speaking to Timothy there in verse 15, he's letting know that he had learned these things from his grandmother and his mother. From his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. He had learned the inspiration of God from them. And he knows, as Paul is pointing out to him, he knows who taught him that. So he can be, he knows that they were able, through and by the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. In other words, through those two godly ladies and their knowledge of the Scripture and the Scripture had been what made Timothy a wise man and brought him into being what he was at this time. 16. Oh boy. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Now, there is a lot of our churches out here that has taken that verse right there, misused it, mistaught it, showing that, yeah, you can use this scripture to make corrections and things that way. But what this is talking about is making corrections in you, not in the church or the doctrine, but in you, so you can receive the instructions in righteousness. Correct your life. Reproof it. See? And make sure that you are standing on the doctrine of the Scripture, this holy book. Now, 17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's some more that's sure been taught against him. You may not be physically perfect, but you can be spiritually perfect. And that's what he's talking about. That the man of God may be perfect. He's not telling you you can be something you cannot be. God does not do that. But we have to choose how we are going to walk in this life. Am I going to walk by all that I know of God's word and follow that and follow his leading? Or am I going to follow the ways of this world and Satan out here? And that's what most are following today. Their hearts are filled with lust. They never have enough of anything. And they never have, in their eyes, the best of what they have. It doesn't matter that what they have is doing the job, but because there's one out there that is more expensive, made a little more elaborate, that's what they lust after. Doesn't matter that what they've got works. That's like with me. I wear a wristwatch. It works fine. Keeps great time. It cost me $14. I don't need a $1,000 watch. A $500 watch. No. This one is doing a great job. And I'm satisfied with it. I'm happy with it. And that's what we've been talking about. What is your situation? I'm asking you that. What is your situation this day? How are you going to feel? All right. We have come through chapter 3. I'm not going to go into 4. 4 is a short chapter, but there's still quite a bit in it. And that is the last chapter in 2 Timothy. We'll be getting into Titus. God willing, this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But think about what we have had this morning. Meditate on it. And see, there is things that need to be changed in your life. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the times that we can come together to share your word with each other and with others, as we reach out over the internet with these studies, Father. We give thanks in Jesus' name for the ways you've made for us to reach mankind. Now, Father, be with us through this day, each one of us and our families. Keep us all, Father, in health. Keep us all safe. And Father, bring us back together again this evening in time for study. And Father, we pray that there'll be some new ones with us. Come study this evening. That there'll be more out there wanting to hear the word as it is written. Now, Father, we love you. We love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love the Holy Spirit. We need to learn more and more and more about each and about your word. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit help us all to build our faith stronger and that our work, Father, becomes more powerful, more anointed by the Holy Spirit so that we can see great things accomplished. Not to lift us up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and you, Father, and that we can help more to walk out of darkness and into light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, I'm in your hands. Keep me, Father, according to your will and your way, doing the things you wanted me to do, Father. Giving me the guidance, the understanding, the knowledge and the truth that I need to be able to do what you want of me. Father, this is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. God bless. Walk with God, and he'll walk with you. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.